Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good talk with Dan Zangrilli about Andrew McCutchen. I feel like it's time to move on after this season. I feel like he's still an average offensive player. I feel like for a team desperate for offense, I want more. He's also not capable of playing the field, doesn't play the field anymore, doesn't run well anymore. So you're looking at a one-dimensional guy, and I don't think his hitting numbers justify taking another chance on him at age 39 next season. It's really as simple as that. I was looking at the DHs from the NL Central just from the other night. So this could be a situation. I didn't have enough time to look up whether these guys are always or regularly the DHs for their team. Suzuki was the Cubs DH last night. I don't have to tell you about him, right? I mean, he has 27 home runs, 87 RBIs, and an 800 OPS. Christian Yelich was Milwaukee's DH. His numbers are very similar. Huge power numbers. Who was the Cardinals DH last night? Was it Herrera Limits?
Yeah, and they really don't have a strict DH. They basically go by committee. Sometimes they put Donovan back there.
Okay. Well, it was Herrera last night, and he's hitting 281 with a 781 OPS, and he's equaled McCutchen in home runs. Those are vastly superior numbers. So the only team I didn't get around to was the Reds. I understand what McCutchen means to people, although that doesn't translate at the box office at all. They have one of the worst attendance figures in all of baseball. So people's love for McCutchen really isn't translating to anything anymore. Certainly not ticket buying. Certainly not winning. His presence isn't leading to them winning any more games. He's still a decent hitter. Decent. Coming off a really, really rough July, but doing better in August. I just don't see how he at this point is part of the solution. Dan does. Your thoughts at 412-928-9370. The DH for the Reds last night was Miguel Andujar, who is a considerably better hitter at this point. And of course, a guy who the Pirates had, which is a real kick in the old you-know-what's limits. All he's doing is hitting 307 and in over 100 less at-bats than McCutchen, has one less home run and a vastly superior slugging percentage and OPS at 814. So I feel like the numbers here, at least as I look across the division, are pretty much emphatically on my side. Do you not?
What those numbers are indicating inside the division, yes, you have a point there. I'm with Dan, though, in the fact that I don't think McCutchen is a part of the problem here. He's somebody who I would rather bat seventh in my order right now than third. There's no doubt about that. I'd rather have him near the bottom because his on-base numbers are good. He's still third on the team in home runs. That's more indicative of how the team is currently playing.
Yeah, that's a point against him, but go ahead.
I would rather add at third, left, and first. Figure out what's going to go on at shortstop. Maybe it is Triolo. I hope not before Griffin gets here. And I would be okay with McCutchen batting seventh with what he brings. I don't think that, you know, he's a slouch that, you know, some people might think that he should automatically retire. I thought that going into it this year that this would be McCutchen's final year. I would be okay if they bring him back. And even if he doesn't play every day, if he plays like 4 out of 7 games and you want to put somebody else in there at DH, fine. They just have nobody else that's knocking on the door to take the spot from them.
Well, that last argument, that's the whole point. You go out and get somebody who's superior. So you're okay with a designated hitter who doesn't do anything else, and yet you only want him playing 4 days a week and batting seventh in your order? You'll settle for that from your designated hitter?
When I get better protection from third base and left field as well, yes. And McCutchen has publicly stated last week that he still can play the field. He still believes that he is capable of doing it, and they just don't put him out there.
He's not going to play the field and on any kind of regular basis. So all right, then you're with Dan that you would bring McCutcheon back.
I would, yes.
Okay, and bat him seventh and play him 4 days a week as your designated hitter.
Yes.
And take up a roster spot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
All right. Fair enough. 412-928-9370, and you're convinced at age 39 he'll even equal this production from this year, 241 batting, 712 OPS, and 12 homers?
Yes, I am, and I think that with more protection in the lineup, too, he could benefit from that.
But he'd be batting seventh.
Well, more quality hitter, because there's more quality hitters in that said lineup, he's going to see more pitches to hit, I think.
Okay. Let's go to the lines, or at least the texts, for a minute. I'd like to get some feedback on McCutcheon coming back next season, or would you rather replace him at DH and look for a better hitter?
All right, let's start with a couple of texts. One person saying that McCutcheon is not the problem, and everyone else is already batting under 225. Another texter says that Zangrilli is kind of out of his mind with this. But then the next texter that texts in says, love Dan coming on the show to set some things straight. But another person right after that says, exactly, Joe, you are right. So we have a very conflicted text line right now on if McCutcheon should return or not. Let's see if Dylan in Cranberry agrees with you, Joe.
What's up, Dylan?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Starkey, unfortunately, I got to side with City Limits and Zangrilli on this. He's third on the team in home runs.
Okay, so let me cut you off right there. That's like saying that you are the fastest person among fan employees over 70. Do you think that is an argument that works, like a point that works in your favor, that he's third on the Pittsburgh Pirates in home runs?
Joe, hold on 1 second. So he batted 232 last year. He's batting 241 this year. He will eclipse RBIs this year over last year and hits this year over last year. He will potentially be down in OPS, 712 this year, 739 the year before, 776 the year prior.
All right, you're boring me with too many stats here.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's also down 30 points in his slugging percentage.
He's a sliver of the problem.
Is he part of the solution? Is that who you want as your designated hitter, a guy who only hits?
No, but there is not a single team in baseball that is comparable to the dumpster fire that we have to watch. It's as clear as day.
Okay, so you're... So let me get you straight.
We need three other hitters, like you mentioned. We need three bats, we need 60 combined home runs, and we need 140 combined RBIs out of these three bats to have a quality experience for this city. I don't see it happening, but Andrew McCutcheon is a sliver of the problem and a sliver of the solution.
So let me get you straight. If you're running the Pirates this offseason, and we go, what's your name again?
Dylan.
And we go to Dylan, and you're going position by position. You come to DH and say, that's off the board. We don't need any upgrade there. We're bringing back McCutcheon. I just want to get you clear on that, right?
For the team ownership and the general manager.
You're bringing back McCutcheon at DH, correct? No upgrade. Not even looking for an upgrade.
$4 or $5 million, bring him back. But you need to get these other three bats that you're referring to.
Okay.
All of this is null and void if they don't get.
Yeah, one of them is DH. Left field, third base, and DH is where I want to upgrade. But you don't. That's fine.
And City Limits is accurate. When you bring in some other quality bats, those pitchers have to worry about those better hitters. And you better believe it's just like in football. If there's a great number one, that number two is going to get some opportunity. So he's a sliver of the problem. He's a sliver of the solution.
Okay, you're not looking to upgrade at DH. Fair enough.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am. 412-928-9370. I want somebody with more power than 12 home runs and 400 at-bats. I just went through the division for you, the guys who played or who manned the DH position last night. Plus, he doesn't play a position, won't play a position, or can't anymore, and can't really run anymore. Is there a ton of value here? I think people are sort of going with the love for McCutchen, which is real and I acknowledge. And I don't think he's a bad player at all. But his WAR, I look at his entire career, and this is the lowest it's been since 2020, a brief stint with the Phillies there. A brief stint for everybody, I guess, in 2020. And then there was only one other year where it was this low, and that's your contribution sort of as an all-around player. That was 2016 with the Pirates at negative 0.7. Right now he's at 0.3. Limits?
All right, let's go to Jim in Pleasant Hills.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joe. I agree with you 100%. It's time for him to go.
Anything else with that?
No. Just, you know, I mean, he's taking up like a younger player who's probably a better hitter. We can be used in up here or get somebody like another DH. The guy Rooker from the A's, I think he wanted to come here. But I guess McCutchen didn't want to play the outfield, so that's why that was canceled.
I just don't think he's really capable of playing the outfield anymore.
Right.
He may say that he wants to, but I don't think he is. Does he still give you a quality at bat? Yes, that I will acknowledge. But we're talking an everyday DH. You just can't afford, I don't think, to have that. And the best you can say, as Limit said, is that my DH should bat seventh every day, then my automatic response without knowing who that DH is was, you need a better DH if he's going to bat seventh every day. Next.
My other point to that, Joe, is, you know, we think that they want to add younger pieces and bats that can be highly impactful players at third, first, left, whatever.
Yeah.
If they go out and do that, whether it be trade acquisitions, spending money, I wonder how much room that they would have to be able to go get somebody at DH. That's why I'm comfortable with McCutchen there, where I don't feel good about those other positions right now. Out of all those spots, first, third, left, you want to call it shortstop, I feel more comfortable with McCutchen than I do with those other positions. Here is Rich in Forest Hills.
What's up, Rich?
You know, I'd love to be your caddy and just in between shots talk to you about this for nine holes. I think there's much more to this than just McCutchen. And let me just add a disclaimer for the rest of your callers. We all love McCutchen, so none of this is meant to be a slight at McCutchen. But, you know, people were talking about McCutchen in the past tense, and that's all you can talk about any player in. But we're looking at putting a team on the field for the next season. And I'm with you on this one. I don't think McCutchen is that guy. I think what's made him that guy the last couple of years is just the point that was just made, is he's cheap, okay? And it's kind of like the reason why Bailey Falter got traded, because he was going to go to arbitration and we're going to be faced with having to pay him. I think this team has a lot of problems. And I think the only point with you, Joe, that I disagree with is that the pitching is here, okay? I am not convinced. I mean, I'm a Bubba Chandler fan, and I thought it was just probably the height of Charrington's GM experience when he was able to get him in the third round and navigate that draft. We'll see how it turns out ultimately. But, you know, let's temper our enthusiasm. He's pitched four innings in the major leagues against the AAA team, okay? So my premise is I don't think that you ever have enough pitching. If you're going to win on pitching and defense and you're going to have a cheap owner and you're not going to go out probably and get the quality of bats that a lot of people are bantering about at this moment, pitching and defense is important. So McCutchen is not a part of that because he can't play defense. I'd take a chance and go out and get one really solid bat. I think that you're going to have to either pay or trade for this stuff. I would not.
Well, of course, yeah. They have to go out on the free agent market, and they have to trade, and they have to get bold, and that's why I want to see a new GM. And I compare it to a Jim Rutherford-like situation, although it was on a much higher level with the Penguins, where you need somebody who's, you know, a horse trader to come in here and finish this rebuilding job, because this guy I don't think can do it. I'm looking at other DHs from just last night limits. Kyle Schwarber, he's pretty good, right?
A little bit.
Starling Marte was the DH for the Mets last night. And part of the point is, when you say you can rotate guys in and out, by the way, is that you can rotate guys in and out instead of having just a one-trick guy who doesn't play the field. That's problematic.
Yeah, but who are you going to rotate in at DH right now?
Well, that's
Nick
what
York,
I,
like
no, that's,
Billy Cook?
That, no, your point with other teams was these guys rotate in and out.
Some teams do, yeah. Most teams have like an established DH.
Do they?
I mean, you just read off a bunch that do.
No, and my point before I even read it off was I'm reading off last night's scores. I do not know for some of these guys whether they're the regular DH, and Marte is one of them.
Marte, yeah. Marte, Schwarber, those guys are regular DHs.
Marte plays DH most of the time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's better than McCutchen, too.
I agree with that.
So are we going to get to one who's worse so far? Marte has an 816 OPS, a 449 slug, a 367 on base. He's even stolen 7 bases in 77 games, and he's only got a few less home runs in 150 less at-bats. So would you like me to keep going? I mean, I think this is more based on sentiment for a lot of people than, you know, we all agree that McCutchen's no longer a high-impact hitter, correct?
Correct. No, he's not.
So you don't have a high-impact hitter at designated hitter, yet you don't want to upgrade, correct?
You saying me in particular or just in general?
Yeah, you.
I would look to upgrade, but there are way too many aspects on this team that you need to upgrade
on. What's bigger than hitting?
What do you mean, what's bigger than hitting? I'm talking about other spots in the lineup.
Right, but only one spot is all the guy does is hit.
Yeah, and there are other
that's called
there
your
are eight other positions that also hit that are important.
Right, but they also field, and he can't.
Okay. I thought we were strictly talking about the lineup here.
Yeah, and I'm talking about designated hitter as one of the positions where, as I'm reading you team by team, a lot of these teams have really good hitters at the designated hitter position.
So if
that makes sense to me.
If McCutchen was able to field, would you feel better about him coming back?
If he was still a good fielder, yeah. Then he wouldn't have a 0.3 WAR, would he? The worst, second worst of his career.
That's why, like, for me personally, it's just find those other positions that you want to improve on, because if you can find a good fielder and a good hitter to put in left field and stay there for 6-7 years, I'm okay with it, and have McCutchen come back for one additional season. And
I think you're twisting yourself into all kinds of mental gymnastics because of the sentiment you feel for McCutchen to shoehorn him into the 7th spot in your lineup. And I'll just end it there. If the best you can say about your DH for next year is you think he should bat 7th, then you need a new DH. You disagree with that?
I do.
You're okay with that. Your DH, your designated hitter, you want batting 7th, but you don't feel you need an upgrade.
That's the point I made, to upgrade different positions, yes.
Okay. All right. Should I find some other DHs from last night? What's Yordan Alvarez going to do when he's coming back? I don't know.
I think play left or DH.
The Dodgers have a decent DH, don't they?
Yeah, they're also the Dodgers. They could pay anybody.
Limits, I've named every team in the National League. Shohei Ohtani's not bad as a DH. I named the Reds, for God's sakes. Miguel Andujar, a guy this team got rid of, who's a better hitter than McCutchen right now.
Yeah, they got him from the A's at the deadline.
He's a better hitter than McCutchen right now. Would you agree with that? So Starling Marte and Miguel Andujar. But we're not moving on from McCutchen. Okay. 412-928-9370. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Limits. We disagree on that. You're on Team Zangrilli. I'm on team, I don't know. I don't know what team I'm on here. Who's with me here? Who was that guy who just called?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. Who's the Braves DH these days? Do you know?
No. Is it Ozuna?
You should. You're the beat writer. Last night it was, yeah, Ozuna. He has 20 home runs, 62 RBIs, and a 768 OPS. So there's another one, right?
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, well, my point is to recap it really quickly is, like, I'm okay with McCutchen having that position where on a lot of other teams, left field is a sour spot for them or second base is a sour spot for them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with McCutchen because his production is good enough where the point where it's not Alexander Canario or Jared Triolo or Spencer Horwitz, which some teams have at other positions.
Yeah.
Which the defense doesn't matter as much to me. Like, it matters, but not as much in this equation.
I guess. I guess I'm, if I'm paying guys simply to hit, I want more out of the hitting. I think I deserve more out of the hitting. What's Horwitz doing right now? Horwitz actually has a higher OPS than McCutchen, by the way.
Yeah, he's played well over the last couple of weeks. 728
to 712. Yeah, but he also plays a position. He's a really good defender. So, you know, like I said, I have to live with somebody. I guess one of the people you'd live with is McCutchen. So would Zangrilli. So would others.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.